The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 100, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 5, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
I don't know what is beneficial for me and what is detrimental. Nonetheless, in ordinary dealings, people consider me a learned scholar, and I am also thinking of myself as such.
Apunari hitahi kichui na jani, grammo gavahare ponde tai shaktamani. So, in India, still, a Brahman is called Pandit, Panditji. And just like you know, our Prime Minister was Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. He happened to be a Sarasat Brahmin. Sanatana Goswami is also a Sarasat Brahmin by caste. But he has placed himself Neet jati, neet sangi patita adhvam, ubhushaye kupe pori vayamayam. He could understand that these people call me Pandit. Pandit means one who knows everything. The ultimate Pandit is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Pandita samadarshina. Pandit means he sees every living entity on the equal level. That is real Pandit. Panditas vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavihastini sunicheta sapakecha pandita samadarshina. He is really Pandit. That is spirituality. And materially, Pandit, that is also mentioned by Chanakya Pandit, his moral instruction. He gives description of a Pandit, Matribat Paradareshu, Paradabheshu Lostabhat, Hatavat Sarvabhuteshu, Japasyati Sa Pandit. He never said that anyone who has passed his MA degree, a PhD degree, he is Pandit. No. The taste of Pandit is here, from moral instruction, that anyone who sees all other women except his wife as mother, he is Pandit. This is the taste. Madhrivat paradareshu and paradabheshu, others' property as garbage in the street. Nobody touches. And atmavatsalubhuteshu and treat everyone as his own self. If anyone has learned these three things, then he is Pandit. And spiritually, when one sees that all living entities, maybe in different types of bodies, he is spirit soul, part and parcel of God. Then he is Pandit. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankati sama sarveshu bhuteshu madhabhakti lavati para. So, these are basic instructions. And Sanatana Goswami, although he was minister in Mahamedan government, Nawab Hussain Shah, but in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to his knowledge. The Gramma Bhavahare Kaha Pandit. Actually, I am not Pandit, but in village, in ordinary common sense, because I happen to be a Brahmana, they call me Pandit. I also accept as Pandit. But my real position is that I am such a Pandit, such a learned man, that I do not know what is good for me. This is my position. He submitted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his guru. Why guru is necessary? Tadvijnanatham. When we are perplexed that I do not know what is my actually goal of life, what is beneficial for me. Just like Arjuna did, when he was talking with Krishna on equal terms, two friends, but when he saw that the actual solution is not coming, then he submitted himself to Krishna, that Krishna, now we are not friends. We are friends, but treat me as your disciple. Sishyasti ham sadhiman prapanyam. So, make me pandit. I am talking all foolishly. I am Kshatriya, it is my duty to fight, and I am denying it. I know that I am deviating from my duties. So, how it has happened? What is the cause? So kindly, Sishyasti, I am submitting myself before you as your student. Sadhimang prapannam, I am surrendering. So one has to learn the philosophy of life from the person superior, spiritual master. Tadvijnanatham sa guru meva abhigacche. Do not remain papta that I am all learned, I know everything. Then it's false. One has to submit. In order to know the solution of life, we have to submit to the proper spiritual master. That is essential. Tadvijnanatham sa guru meva abhigacche. This is Vedic injunction. This abhigacche, this word is used when it is meant must. There is no escape. We have seen big, big personalities, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself, but he accepted Ishwarpuri as his guru. Krishna, he also accepted his guru as Sandipuni Muni. Lord Ramchandra, he accepted his guru as Vasishtha. So it is necessary. Krishna, Ram, the supreme personality of Godhead, that is supreme instructor, full of knowledge, everything. Aishadjasa samagrasa bijasa. There is nothing short, but still, to show us example, they accepted Guru. That is essential. So here, Sanatana Goswami, he is also born in a very well-to-do Brahmin family. You are well situated as minister in charge of the government of Husensa. So everything was quite all right. And still, he thought himself as neech jati. Neech jati, neech sangi. Neech jati, neech sangi, potito alhom, kubishaya kupe pori mayinuja. If we remain papta, that I am born in such and such family, I am educated such and such, and I am posted in such and such post, so now my life is successful. That is false. Life is successful when we understand that here it is said, apunar hitahi kichu na jani. When we understand what is the goal of life, then life is not the temporary position, I am getting good salary and very nicely posted, I have got good family, and so on. So know, one must know the goal of life. The goal of life is that we are fallen in this material world, somehow or other. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anadi karama phale pori bhavan navajyati. So when a man is fallen in the ocean or in the water, he is asking help. You cannot say that, how did you fall? What was the cause? No, that we shall discuss later on. First of all, saving. That is the immediate necessity. There is no, sometimes we are questioned that how a living entity fallen in this material world. Yes. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ichchat desu samutthena sargi janti parantava. Ichchat desu. Actually, we are servant of God. That is our real position. But we sometimes become envious. So why shall I become servant of God? This is slave mentality. Sometimes we are accused, the Vaishnavas are of slave mentality, because they want to serve God. And the Mahavadis are saying that we are so exalted that I am as good as God, I am God. That is there. But actually, nobody is God here, everyone is servant. He is simply falsely thinking that he is God, he is master, he is this or that. He has got very nice example in the life of Mr. Nixon. You are thinking that in everything, I am the president. But now what is his position? You can understand. So similarly, everyone, nobody is master. The master is Krishna. That is stated in the Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekola Ishar Krishna Arasa Vritta. If master is there, that is Krishna. And everyone is servant. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. We living entities, we are eternally servant of God. Krishna means God, one who attracts everyone. That is Krishna. And Krishna is God accepted by everyone. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Krishna Su Bhagavan Sayam. These are the Vedic evidences. So, actually, nobody can be a master. Everyone is servant. Either we are servant of God or we are servant of dog. Nobody can be master. If anyone has no master, then he keeps a pet dog to become his servant. That is nature, we can see. One is servant of his wife, one is servant of his pet or government service or this service. Nobody can claim that I am the master. That is not possible. That is also temporary. So actually, this is the position of all living entities. Everyone is servant. But in the material sense, he is servant of Maya. Servant of senses. Servant of Maya means servant of senses. And spiritual life means, instead of becoming servant of Maya or servant of senses, we become servant of Krishna or God. That is, servant we shall remain. We have to change the position. And if we become servant of God, then we become happy. And if we remain servant of dog or Maya, then we remain not. This is it. We have to change the position. Kamadinan kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesa. Tishanamaina karuna jata natvano kusanti. One intelligent Brahmin, he is offering, "My Lord, I have become servant of so many senses, but neither the senses are satisfied, neither I am satisfied. This is the result of my service. Therefore, now I have got my intelligence that I want to become your servant." This is it. So I have experienced that I became a servant of my family, servant of my society, servant of my country, and so on and so on. But nobody, either my so-called master was satisfied, neither I was satisfied. You see, practical examples, there are many examples in our country. Mahatma Gandhi, he dedicated his life for the service of the country. Nobody can doubt about his service, but what is the result? His master killed him. He worked for his country. He took country as his master, and he worked so hard, and his countrymen killed him. We should take lesson from this, that you cannot satisfy in this material world by becoming servant of your family or community, society, nation. No, it is not possible. You can satisfy very easily Krishna by little self. By little self. Salvam abhyasya dharamasya trayate mahato vaya. So, this is intelligence. How to become servant of Krishna? That is the perfection of life. Mukti, that means mukti. Mukti does not mean you'll get four hands and eight heads, no. Mukti means, as it is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti hityanatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. That is, sarupena, legally, constitutionally, I am servant of God, of Krishna. Now I have become servant of dog and maya. So if I give up this service and again become servant of, that is mukti. That is mukti. Mukti hitta anatha rupa. We are trying to become, here maya means, which is not, maya. We are, every one of us, we are thinking I am master. I am the monarch of all I survey. There is a poetry in it. Everyone is saying, I make my plan, I make my survey, and I become king. But that is maya. You cannot become king. You are already servant of maya. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma katta ham miti mannati. Everyone is under the clutches of this material load. You cannot violate even an inch. And still the rascal, ahankara vimurat, by false prestige, is thinking that I am the master. I was asking this morning, that what is this independence meaning? Actually, where is independence? This independence has its own meaning. If you are completely under the rules and regulation of the material nature, what is the meaning of this independence? So those who are funding, they do not take it as independence. They do not take it. Therefore, Chaitanya, Sanatana Goswami said, apunar hita iti sunai. I do not know what is independence. I am dancing like dog independence. Therefore he says, apunar hita iti sunai. How independence I can get? That I do not know. Real independence is, as Krishna puts in the Bhagavad Gita, janmamitti jarabhyadhi dukkha dosa anudarsanam. One who is intelligent, he sees that my real problem is janma mrityu jarabhyadi, birth, death, old age and disease. So when we get free from these four problems, that is reality. Otherwise there is no independence. I may dance with independence, but any moment I shall have to leave my country, my society, my friends, my family, any moment. Get out immediately. No, no independence. That is my position. So that is intelligence. So in order to know all these problems of life, just like Arjuna submitted, and anyone has to submit, one has to. Tadvijnana tamsa guru me vogacche. So Sanatana Goswami is teaching us by his personal behavior how to approach the bona fide spiritual master and submit before him and putting himself pranipat blank, not that I know something and what my spiritual master can teach, I know everything, there is no need of spiritual master. No, this will spoil our life. The Vedic injunction is that you must have not the so-called guru, but that is also given definition. Tasmād guruṁ prapadyeta jigyāsu se uttamam sābdi parecha nisnātam brahmani upasamāsayam. That is the symptoms of guru. And Chaitanya Mahāprabhu said, because we are discussing Chaitanya Chaitāmṛta, he said that you become, all of you become guru. He said. That is Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's mission. He said, Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropaka. This is Indian mission. Paropaka, not exploit others, to give something. That is Indian mission. That is Indian mission, that he has to give something. He has nothing to take. He has to give something. And what is that? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that Amaragdaya Guru Haiya Taro Aidesu. Even if you cannot deliver the whole world or very expansive area, at least wherever you are, you just deliver. Amaragdaya Guru Haiya Taro Aidesu. You become a guru by my order. So one may say that I have no qualification. How can I become guru, or how can I deliver this fallen person? So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't be disappointed. Amar agai guru haiya taro ei de jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upade. Simply as messenger, as peon, to simply carry the messages of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna upade. Then you become guru. Then you become guru. It is not difficult. It is the duty of every Indian not to forget their culture, but bring that culture here, wherever you are living. And behave yourself to that culture and teach others. That is Indian mission. Thank you very much.
Dayani, any questions? Or you'd like to ask your thought,
bud? I just have one thing. You stated about Gandhi, and we respected, he was really a great leader of us. But when you stated one point in your lecture, this thing that the Gandhi mostly was a servant of the country. But in India, during that period, I didn't see other religious people or the great leaders of India fighting for the country, and he is the one...
That is admitted. Why you are bringing that question? I mean to say that Gandhi gave the best service to him, but your country is so ungrateful that he killed him. That is my point. So the point is that the best service you can give, but you cannot satisfy everyone. That is material.
My question was this thing, that at some point you have to be in the servant of the God, you will have to be a servant of the family or of the country or something to serve.
Yes, that I am already explaining, that Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya Tarai, wherever you are, you deliver them. That is service. That is service. Wherever you are, either you are in the family or in the community or in the country or anywhere, you simply give them service, deliver them. Without service, how you can deliver them? And you haven't got to discover anything or make research. What is already there, Krishna over there, you teach them, that's all. He'll be delivered. You will be delivered, he will be delivered. It is not at all difficult. Not that I have to manufacture some transcendental means. No. The already instruction is there. Krishna's upadesha. Jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesha. Then you deliver yourself, you deliver others also. That is the mission. So what we are doing, we are not discovering anything. We are simply presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. Krishna said, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji Mang Namaskuru. We are teaching all over the world the same thing, that here is Krishna. You always think of him. You just offer your obeisances. You just become a devotee of Krishna. Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji worship. So we are teaching. So there is no discovery. It is already there. So that we are caring simply. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji Manga Namaskuru. Don't interpret. There is no need of interpretation. Then there is no authority of Bhagavad Gita. If I am a third class man, if I interpret Bhagavad Gita, then Bhagavad Gita has no authority. Bhagavad Gita should be preached as it is. Then you become guru, you can deliver. Hare
Krishna. Sri Prabhupada, sometimes when we go preaching, people will not want to take Krishna consciousness. Sometimes they actually...
So if you want to take, then where is the question of preaching? Because they do not want to take, you have to preach. Otherwise, where is the necessity of preaching? You have to prepare yourself in such a way that nobody is dying for your Krishna consciousness. But you have to convince him that your life is spoiled without Krishna consciousness. That is your capacity.
That they have some revelation or some experience that is assuring them of eternal life. And so they are not very open to hear about Krishna.
If they are not open to hear about Krishna, don't waste your time. The simple thing, there are four things. For a preacher, there are four things. Ishara tadadhuneshu balisheshu disasucha prema maitri kripupikha jakkarati samadhava. When in the lower stage of devotional service, he cannot become preacher. When he is in little upper, second stage, he can become preacher. The preacher has to see four things. First of all, God, Ishvara, and Tadodhineshu, and those are devotees. God, his devotees, and Balis, innocent. He does not know anything about the three. God, devotee, and the innocent. And Dishar, and envious, atheist class. He has to see four things, and he has to deal with four persons differently. With God, Ishare Prem, how to advance my love for God, this dealing. Prema Maitri, and to the devotees, we have to make friendship with them. Prema Maitri. And to the innocent, we have to preach, Kripa. Here is an innocent person. He does not know. He is eager to learn. Their teaching is required. Teaching, you cannot teach God, or you cannot teach God's devotee. But you can teach only the innocent, and those who are vishat, atheists, upekha, don't go there. Save yourself. These are the four things. So when one is not open to hear, then don't bother yourself. That requires very strong preacher to convince the atheist class, provided he is reasonable also. If he is stubborn, obstinate, then it is also very difficult. But preaching is meant innocent, that one who is actually sincere, but he does not know what is God, what is my relationship with God, there is necessity of preaching. Not to the envious, or those who are already advanced, or to God. This is it. Believer.
Never, but have you that the very simple process which has been confirmed by Vedic literature and everyone, all other literature, scriptures of the world, but it still, there is a lot of resistance in Indian community. Why? And because as they are exposed to Krishna from their birth, still there is a lot of resistance. Nobody wants to listen.
Because they have become Bharasab. Especially in the foreign countries, they become Bharasab. So that is the misfortune of India, that giving up their own culture and being misguided. So if they actually feel that they must maintain their own culture, then it is not difficult. It is the duty of every Indian, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hailo Ja Janma Sarthak Kari Paro Paro Puka. If that mentality is developed, that in India we are born, we have got the greatest culture recognized by all the world, so I must make my life successful by taking this culture and distribute it to the whole world. That is real Indian culture. If they are thinking that their poverty is taken because they have given their own culture, they are poverty stricken. Otherwise there is no question of poverty stricken. So anyway, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, that every Indian should take advantage of the great culture, Vedic culture, and make his life successful. And after acquiring mature knowledge, he should distribute the knowledge throughout the whole world. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By preaching? If you preach, then you will meet with so many obstacles, and you have to prepare yourself how to meet the obstacles. Then you become a strong preacher. Resistance. There is no difficulty, but if there is difficulty, atheist class of men, it is very difficult. So take the innocent, those who are actually eager to know. Everyone should be, that is, the human life, atata brahma jigyasa, that is human civilization. Everyone should be inquisitive to know about the absolute truth, Brahma. But education is different. Nowadays, people are interested with hammer, how to play on hammer, that's all, technology. There is no question of Brahma. Let Brahma go to hell, now take out the hammer. That's Russian emblem, hammer. And see, that's all. Yes?
Prabhupada, the basic confusion is that the Mayavadis say Bhagavad Gita, they can recite the same Sanskrit words and interpret it in their way and convince someone that the ultimate Brahman is impersonal, and the Saibal Brahman, Krishna is only a technique.
That means,
the first step.
That means they misinterpret and they misguide. So people should be intelligent enough that they are impersonalist, but Bhagavad Gita means Krishna, the person he is teaching, very impersonal. But nobody has any common sense that Krishna says, Aham Adirhi Bhutana, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. This Aham is person. So, how he can be impersonal? And he is talking personally with Arjuna. So, how is impersonal? Can the air talk with you? Air is impersonal, sky is impersonal. Can he talk with you? What do you think? He sometimes talks. So, we should have common sense that what is the question of? And Krishna says in the second chapter that, my dear Arjuna, both you, me, and all these soldiers and kings who are assembled here, we existed in the past, we are now existing, and we shall continue to exist in the future. So, three things, first person, second person, and third person. I am first person, you are second person, and all others, third person. So they existed individually in the past, they are existing now, and they will continue to exist like that. Then where is impersonal? There are three things, three different phases, past, present and future. In all the times, if that individual, where is impersonal? Rather, Krishna has condemned abhaktam bhaktimapannam mannatema vabuddha. Those who are rascals, they think abhaktam impersonal. Now he has become person. Abhaktam bhakti mahapannam mannate ma. Ma means individual person. Abuddha. He has no intelligence. So how he can be impersonal? So we have to take the words of Bhagavad Gita. And then we understand why we should be misled by these so-called interpreters.
They say that if you develop pure love of Krishna, then you see only Krishna. Your own personality is your
own. But anyway, but Krishna, if you think of Krishna as a Krishna person, he's not impersonal.
No, but then they say that is heaven.
But they say that if you think of Krishna, Krishna is a person. So you have to begin with person.
But they also say one can go directly to Brahma.
So never says Krishna, never says in the Bhagavad Gita.
This is my basic confusion.
Confusion, how you should be confused? Where is Krishna says? The basic is in person. Krishna is teaching personally, where is in person? Why you should be misled unless you are also one of them? Krishna is always person. He is always speaking, Aham. Sarvadharmān paritā māṁ ekam saranam. Person. Aham ādirhi devāna matta parataram nānyā kinchidasti dhananjaya. Matta. This Aham sabda is used. So they misinterpret just to mislead people. Therefore, whole India has become godless. This is the misfortune of India. On account of this impersonalist Mayavadi, India is now godless. Very difficult for you. So don't be misled by these rascals. Take real Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you will be benefited. That's all. Thank you.